Heavy industry, highways, and air traffic cause neighborhoods in South Seattle to suffer from air pollution.
To the point that we have 13 years of life expectancy difference between South Park and Magnolia, for example.
Paulina Lopez is executive director of the Duwamish River Cleanup Coalition, which collaborated with the U.S. Forest Service and other partners to collect moss samples from a grid covering South Park and Georgetown. These were analyzed for 25 heavy metals and other elements. The data will be used to decide where the most follow-up attention is needed. But Lopez says one of the most important aspects of the project is how it trained and empowered local youth.
To give them a voice in how to better define the future, the present really, and improving their own health and well-being.
She also says the data, which showed high levels of things like arsenic and chromium, will be important as the Valley navigates the impacts of the West Seattle bridge closure. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.